Now to that developing story in Pittsburgh, where there has been a mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. There are reports of multiple casualties. A suspect is in custody. We're joined now by NPR's Shannon Van Sant, who's been reporting on this shooting. Shannon, what have you been able to find out right now?
Well, this is what we've been able to confirm. There are multiple casualties at the synagogue and inside the synagogue, including at least three police officers. We still can't confirm the exact number of dead, but we do know that the suspect is in custody, and reports of a shooting reportedly started coming in at about 10:20 this morning.
What do you know about the synagogue and the Squirrel Hill community?
Well, the synagogue is a conservative congregation. It has a morning service on Saturday that starts at 9:45 a.m. And according to the synagogue's website, its rabbi, Jeffrey Myers, usually leads its Saturday service. He writes essays on a number of issues for the synagogue's website. And in July, one of his essays focused in part on gun control. He wrote that despite continuous calls for sensible gun control, our elected leaders in Washington knew that it would fade away in time. He said that he feared that the status quo would remain unchanged and shootings would resume. He said that he should not have to include in his daily morning prayers that God should watch over his wife and daughter and teachers and keep them safe.
Of course, President Trump has expressed himself both on Twitter and in some remarks apparently on the tarmac at Andrews Air Force Base.
Yeah, President Trump tweeted this morning that he was watching the events unfold, and he said it looked like there would be multiple fatalities. He also warned people to stay away from the area and said that law enforcement was on the scene.
Stay away from the area because there has been a lockdown, continues as far as we know to be a shelter-in-place order in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood and surrounding areas of Pittsburgh. Is that correct?
That's right. From our understanding, the lockdown continues. They do have one suspect in custody, but details regarding the investigation, if there were other people involved, the continuing danger of the situation remain unknown.
And we have been told there are, I hope I'm stating this correctly, multiple fatalities, including perhaps six injuries, four of them police officers.
That's right. We've been able to confirm six injuries and four police officers.
All right. Yeah. And NPR's Shannon Van Sant, thanks so much for being with us. And we will be watching developments throughout the day and the remainder of our show and certainly on NPR programming later today.